Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, the Badgers have controlled this series 8 straight against Nebraska. There have been a couple of close ones, including last year at Camp Randall. And we have a close one here today, 14-9. The Huskers on a cold, windy day in Lincoln. First and 10, Wisconsin at the 50. Badgers move north to south, left to right as we view it in the fourth period. 3:11 on the clock. Both teams have all three timeouts available. And here we go. Skyler Bell wide left. Chimere DK slot left. Keontez Lewis to the right. Isaac Garendo in there at running back. And Mertz will hand it to Garendo off the left side, across midfield, into Huskers territory, near the 45-yard line. And first down pickup, second down coming up, 3 minutes and counting left in the game. Gain of 5, second and 5 at the Huskers 45.
Number 44, Garrett Nelson, really moves well laterally across the field, makes that stop.
Lewis comes out wide left, DK slot right, Bell wide right. Garendo, hands on knees, a running back. Lines up behind Mertz in the pistol. On second down, Mertz will hand to Garendo off the right side, trying to get outside, and he does. Garendo inside the 40 and out of bounds at the 38-yard line. He got away from Ernest Hausman, the linebacker. First down, Wisconsin. They mark at the 37 of Nebraska with 2:31 remaining.
It looked like Hausman was trying to fend off Michael Fertney, too, so it was pretty tough trying to get away from the block and make a tackle with one arm.
Clock running, 2:20 remaining. 14-9 Nebraska, first and 10 Wisconsin. At the Huskers' 37-yard line, DK slot left, Bell wide left. Lewis to the right, Garendo stays in there at running back. Pistol formation. Snap to Mertz, he'll give to Garendo again behind the pulling Joe Tippmann as Garendo taken down by Nelson inside the 35 to the 34. And that is a gain of 3, and Garrett Nelson is slow to get up.
Well, they've done nothing to slow him down on the field. He's chased down 2 plays in a row from behind.
And he's down there and hurting right now with a minute 48 to play. It'll be second down and 7 for the Badgers at the 34-yard line of Nebraska.
Was Nelson who made the tackle on the first run by Wisconsin here on this possession? Same way, just chasing it down the line of scrimmage with hustle, which he's known for.
It's back up and favoring that left leg right now. Second down and 7. Wisconsin at the Nebraska 34-yard line. 1 minute, 48 seconds to play. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 9. Andrew's trying to make a little late game magic here in Lincoln. Clock running, 1:45 to play. Second down and 7. From the 34 of the Huskers, 3 receivers to the right. Now Lewis, one of them, will motion to the left. Mertz in the gun, takes the snap, back to throw, 4-man Nebraska rush. Graham looks, throws right side, cuts Garendo, and a diving catch inside the 10-yard line. Oh, what a catch on the dive by Isaac Garendo. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin with 1:25 to play.
And you got to give a lot of credit to Mertz for extending that play, waiting for Garendo to beat the coverage, which was Javon Wright, number 33. Not too many safeties are going to be able to run with Isaac Garendo and a super layout and catch.
This trip to the red zone brought to you by the team on top at Case IH. 1:08 to play. Badgers down 5. They have a first and goal at the 7-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Snap to Mertz. He'll hand to Garendo off the right side. Isaac to the 5, and he gets slammed back there. And now the Badgers will use a timeout. First timeout taken by Wisconsin with 51 seconds remaining. Second and goal, Wisconsin at the 6. 14-9 Nebraska here in the final minute.
The Cornhuskers really got some penetration, and you could tell by the way Garendo attacked. He didn't. He slowed up once he got the ball, and that play didn't have any chance from almost the onset.
Well, we owe you one more break, but we're going to hold it here. As the Badgers using their first timeout. It's good to have all of those in the bank here. Still Jim Leonard with two more available.
The catch by Garendo was terrific, though.
Yes, it was. He had to lay out for it, and he did. Using those wide receiver skills he had back in high school in Indiana. Chesma Lucy now will come in for Garendo. Second and goal at the 6. Badgers down 5, 53 seconds remaining. Jackson Aker the fullback, Belusi the tailback, Riley Nowakowski in there as well. They'll go inverted wishbone. And a timeout taken by Nebraska.
The half, 30 seconds in length.
So we'll keep it here with this 30-second timeout. Both teams have two timeouts available. As Bill Bush, the defensive coordinator, didn't like what he was seeing there, so he uses one.
It was that inverted wishbone. They had Wisconsin in trouble on their first possession of the second half with the procedure call where Jackson Aker just started moving before the ball was snapped.
Nebraska led 14-3 in this fourth quarter. Mertz found Skyler Bell a 10-yard touchdown, went for two and missed. Badger defense has done its job. And now a chance to grab the lead in the final minute. Second and goal, Wisconsin at the 6. Baker the fullback, Belusi the tailback. Now they go inverted with Riley Nowakowski as well. Mertz takes the snap. He'll hand to Belusi, trying to bounce it outside right. Inside the 5, and Belusi down to about the 2-yard line. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin with 45 seconds left.
It was all about Malusi's improvision on this run because it was plugged. Point of attack was stopped. Malusi was able to bounce the ball to the boundary.
Isaac Gifford busting over there to make the tackle just outside the 1-yard line of Nebraska. It'll be third down, goal to go, Wisconsin. 14-9, the Huskers. As the Badgers use their second timeout.
Malusi really displaying some good vision on the play. Seeing that it was jammed, there was a log jam inside, just getting it outside quickly. You got to make that decision. So in a split second, he was able to do so.
98 yards for Ches Malusi on 21 carries. Third down, goal to go, just inside the 2. They're about a yard and a half away to paint the picture. Jackson Aker, the fullback. Belusi, the tailback. They go big up front. Mertz will try to sneak for it. Little push from behind. No signal yet. Officials eyeballing it. Big pile at the goal line. Nothing yet. Touchdown, Wisconsin! Graham Mertz from a yard-plus change away. And the Badgers take the lead with 35 seconds remaining.
That's a gutsy play by Wisconsin. Needing about 2. He's just going to follow his center. Tippmann really got off the ball in a hurry and was able to carve out a little space in there for Graham Mertz.
Badgers will go for 2. It's 15-14 Wisconsin. 35 seconds remaining. A 50-yard scoring drive. Mertz with help breaks the plane to the goal line as the Badgers get organized. 10 on the play clock, and I think they may go ahead and take a timeout here. And I think they wanted that play clock reset as it was winding down. And let's see what we have here. Officials were conferencing briefly. And now they will set the ball at the 3-yard line, and they are resetting the play clock. So here we go at the left hash mark now. Badgers going for 2. They lead 15-14 with 35 seconds remaining. Garendo and Lewis to the left. Eschenbach, DK, and Bell to the right. And now Garendo motions to the backfield to the left of the quarterback. Mertz takes the snap. Looking, quarterback draw. Mertz, oh, he got hammered down just shy of the goal line. Oh, a wicked collision. as Mertz is stopped short. Graham gets up and is okay.
Maybe that's the best news he got up from that hit.
Boy.
Is that Nelson again? I couldn't tell if that was Garrett Nelson. Unloaded on him.
I think it was. Well, that's big. Nebraska now, even though the wind is swirling, a field goal is all they would need. We have 35 seconds to play, 15-14, Wisconsin.
I don't know about you. I was surprised by that quarterback sneak from where they were. I thought it was a little bit too far out.
A yard and a half away, yeah.
And you just got to give all the credit in the world, too, to those three interior linemen, Tippmann, Fertney, and Bortolini, because they were the ones that wedged out enough space for Graham Mertz to break the plane with the football.
Get him a little bit of a push as well.
And Graham's one of the better quarterbacks I've seen here with QB sneaks.
He's got good size, to be sure. 35 seconds to play. Nebraska has two timeouts available. Tommy Hill, Zach Weinmaster, deep for the Huskers. 15-14, Wisconsin. Two fourth quarter scores here for the Badgers to grab the lead. The long field goal of the season for Timmy Bleakrode is 46 yards. When he was at Furman, he kicked one as far as 51. So here we go. 1 point Badger lead.
You'd think by now they'd realize you've got to have someone hold the football on these kickoffs, wouldn't you?
You would think. But you would rather not use one, though. That's why they're trying to go without. You want that extra available body, in this case, Samar Melvin, to be busting down the field. So far, so good. Ball staying on the tee after blowing off a moment ago. Stay on there and give Lam a chance to get into it, though. Here's the approach, and the kick is away. End over end, high, and fielded by Hill, left side of the 6, breaking right 10 to the 15-yard line, and spins away from a couple of kick cover guys, but Samar Melvin is there to make the tackle at the 21 of Nebraska with 28 seconds to play, first and 10 for the Huskers.
Well, if I'm a DB now to the side of the field with number 3, Trey Palmer, I can't let him get behind me. Just can't, right? You got to let him try to grind out a few first downs if they can. And you can't let Palmer beat you deep.
Palmer is wide to the left. And now Marcus Washington will motion out that way as well on first and 10. Thompson the throw, dumps it off over the middle for Washington, makes the catch inbounds, and he gets chopped down by Jordan Turner at the 26-yard line. Clock running, 20 seconds to play. Nebraska has two timeouts available, and now they use one after precious seconds were burning off. 17 seconds to play, 15-14 Wisconsin. It'll be a second down and 5 for the Huskers at their 26-yard line.
That rushing touchdown, by the way, by Graham Mertz, that's his 8th rushing touchdown during his career.
Okay.
So there are certain quarterbacks who have an affinity for sneaking the football.
They put a little time back on the clock. Now 20 seconds to play. Patrick, what do you have?
A win is important whenever you can get it for this program, obviously, but the Freedom Trophy has now made its appearance on the sidelines, so Wisconsin trying to keep that. They already lost the Bull, the Heartland Trophy last week, and they have a chance to get the Axe next week. But a win today would also mark that this team could be bowl eligible. They've got a streak of 20 consecutive bowl appearances, and make no mistake, that's important to this team. That's important to these guys. Nick Herbig said this week, he's like, I'll be damned if I'm going to be the guy on the team when that streak breaks. Now, obviously, he's not a part of this right now in the second half, but he speaks for the team when he says that. A win today would clinch a bowl for this team.
20 seconds remaining, 15-14 Wisconsin. The Huskers have one timeout available. They have a second and 5 at their 26-yard line. Trey Palmer slot left. In the shotgun is Thompson. Back to throw, 4-man rush. Thompson. Now pressured and pulled down by Keanu Benton at the 26-yard line. Oh, another big play by Keanu. Timeout, Nebraska. That's the final one for the Huskers. 14 seconds to play. Third and 5, Nebraska at its own 26-yard line.
I think Rodas Johnson got a piece of him, too. Rodas Johnson's really shown up here in the fourth quarter. Just getting across the line of scrimmage. And he's giving Wisconsin a 1-2 punch inside with Benton and Johnson.
So the Huskers are out of timeouts, 14 seconds remaining, 15-14, Wisconsin leading Nebraska, Third and five, Nebraska, from its own 26-yard line. Rodas Johnson and Keanu Benton on the line. Caden Johnson, C.J. Goetz, outside backers. Jake Chaney, Jordan Turner on the inside. Nickel package, Cedric Dort, the extra DB. Palmer wide left on third down and five. Snap to Thompson, back to throw, three-man rush, left side pass. It is gathered by Palmer, made the catch, secured it at the 33-yard line of the near side, rolls out of bounds, 9 seconds remaining. Huskers will get back on the ball. I thought he went out of bounds, but not. They're going to mark it at the 33-yard line. Clock at 9 seconds. Snap to Thompson. Looks, throws left side. It is incomplete. Intended for Marcus Washington. Inside the 45 of the near side. Wisconsin territory. Down to 4 seconds to play. Second down for the Huskers at their 33-yard line.
It's got to be a hook and lateral type of play now, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is it. From the 33 of Nebraska, Badgers up one, 4 seconds remaining. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Palmer is slot to the left. Thompson gets the snap, Badgers bring in three. Thompson steps up, throws left side. It is broken up, incomplete. And the Wisconsin Badgers have rallied from 11 down in the fourth quarter. They win the game, they are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy for another year. What a rally by this Wisconsin Badgers team this afternoon.
They really showed us something, didn't they, here in the second half, but especially in the fourth quarter, because there were various points in this half where you kind of shook your head and said, no, they're just keep getting in themselves in their own way. They're just not going to be able to sidestep themselves. Too many mistakes, whether it be penalties or just their play on the field. And yet there was a certain resolve today, especially late in the game. And I thought, you know, all things considered, especially the way people looked at Graham Mertz after the Iowa loss, that he had really one of his better quarters, the fourth quarter, as a Badger.
He did. Well, this was all about resolve and guts, other words you can use. This Wisconsin team will be bowl eligible for the 21st consecutive season, as today they rally from 11 down in the fourth quarter to get the job done. For our network station, second half break number 9 coming up. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Hey, Badgers fans, it's time to gear up for the season. So let's do it right. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Shields has everything you need to show your Wisconsin pride. Visit our fan shop online or in-store for the biggest and best brands in the game. You'll find the right gear to level up your team spirit with all the essentials for your pregame parking lot party. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Here we go. A fourth quarter rally for the Wisconsin Badgers. It's been a minute, about 4 years actually, as best we could tell with a quick check from Patrick Herb, the 2018 multiple overtime win at Purdue. The Badgers were down 14-3 in the fourth quarter. A Graham Mertz touchdown pass to Skylar Bell and a Mertz sneak from a yard and a half away. And the Badgers defeat Nebraska here today, 15-14. That's your final score. Mike and I are back with a Ford postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin operating engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
With a little love. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Racing an 11-point deficit as Wisconsin gets past Nebraska this afternoon, 15-14, the ninth consecutive win over the Huskers in this series. And Mike, there wasn't a whole lot of reason to believe that this team could overcome it. It was getting into its own way again. Promising drives were fizzling, but when they absolutely had to, they made the big plays, complimentary football when they had to have it.
I think we made the comment at one point during the broadcast that at this late stage in the season, 11 games in, we still hadn't seen the true identity of Wisconsin. More so, we were talking about the offense, but the things that had gone against the Badgers today were on both sides of the ball, to be honest. And yet, in the clutch, in the gritty, in that fourth quarter, maybe finally that identity emerged. I don't know. There's not much left to this season, but it was timely that the Badgers found just maybe the momentum and the confidence that they needed to steal one from Nebraska here today.
Yeah, and I think maybe the identity above all else, you use the word, was resolve. They're dealing with a lot. Well, these guys, they lost a good friend of so many of the guys on this program, shot and killed, and Devin Chandler last weekend on the campus of the University of Virginia. That, you know, that's something that players are going to have to hear, be processing for time to come, not to mention the football-related matters. And the frustrations, you could tell, were mounting again on the offensive side. And then it got over to the defensive side. 30 yards gift-wrapped on a Nebraska touchdown drive in the third quarter. It looked like it was really unraveling. But these guys dug deep. You know, they're not the prettiest team in show biz. So we get that. But they showed a lot of fortitude here in this second half today.
No, they picked up each other, didn't they? I know in talking with Nick Herbig, he likes talking about, I'm always going to have my teammates back. Well, today his teammates had his back when they needed to the most.
No doubt.
Right? When he had to leave the game, he was ejected for targeting and then picked up a penalty for celebrating with one of his teammates, an innocent type maneuver, but something you can't do. Nonetheless, they overcame that.
They did.
And we both were in the same boat as far as can they overcome these types of mistakes. Well, they proved to us in the fourth quarter that they could.
They found a way today. Wisconsin 15, Nebraska 14. More of our Ford postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker and West Grand. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, and more. Even your choice of dessert. Just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done. While supplies last, call ahead by November 21st to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixins from Quality Food Baker and West Grand of Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Our fourth postgame show continues as the Badgers rally to beat Nebraska 15-14 this afternoon. Time for today's Case IH Red Zone Recap. Case IH knows a powerhouse team stays productive in the red zone with a can-do attitude. That's why our equipment is designed to meet every challenge in the field and win. Learn more at KSIH.com/Badgers. Wisconsin goes 3-for-3 in the red zone, a field goal, which was a disappointing ending to an impressive Wisconsin drive in the third quarter of today's game. But they at least got points from a Nate Van Zelst 25-yard field goal. The other two trips to the red zone in the fourth quarter, the Badgers cashed in. A Graham Mertz 10-yard pass to Skylar Bell, and then the sneak for Mertz for what proved to be the game-winning touchdown in the final minute. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and local Case IH dealers. Learn more at KSIH.com/Badgers. Let's get to some of our calls of the game presented by Culver's. We'll get to those two Wisconsin touchdowns. And again, they were down 14-3 in the fourth quarter, driving. It had been a day of frustration. A lot of drives that looked good ended up fizzling out. But the Badgers in the fourth quarter had a couple of big ones that they were able to finish. And here's the first one that got them to a one-score deficit. Tyler Beach stays in there to the left of Jack Nelson. DK slot right. Skylar Bell wide right. Eye backs behind Mertz. On third down, Graham back to throw, rolling right. Chase backside. Mertz throwing right side. End zone caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Skylar Bell near the right corner of the end zone. And the Badgers are in for the first time today. And that made it 14-9. Wisconsin went for two, but the pass was incomplete. And then late in the game, the Badgers needed a big stop defensively. They got it. A nice 14-yard return off of a punt from Dean Ingram. And the Badgers were starting at midfield. They went to work. And a beautiful catch by Isaac Garendo inside the 10 that set Wisconsin up on a first and goal. And then on third down, here's what happened. Just inside the two. They're about a yard and a half away to paint the picture. Jackson Aker, the fullback. Malusi, the tailback. They go big up front. Mertz will try to sneak for it. Little push from behind. No signal yet. Officials eyeballing it. Big pile at the goal line. Nothing yet. Touchdown, Wisconsin! Graham Mertz from a yard-plus change away. And the Badgers take the lead with 35 seconds remaining. They went for two again, missed. And Nebraska, a couple of desperation heaves late. And not to be, as the Wisconsin Badger defense holds the Huskers to 171 yards today. Badgers end up with 318. Mike, the combo of Ches Malusi and Braylon Allen. Ches with 98 yards, Braylon with 92. They got the running game going enough. And as you said, Graham Mertz, when he had to, made a couple of big-time plays.
Yeah, we saw really vintage the good Graham Mertz, especially in the fourth quarter. But you can't say enough about the tandem and the trio, to be honest. You need tailbacks. At this level, because they're going to get hurt. Plus, if you can complement your tailbacks, if they all do something a little bit different, it gives you something extra to attack a defense, especially if you can't throw the ball consistently. Well, take a look at the Ches Malusi, Braylon Allen, Isaac Garendo, all did something here to help Wisconsin win today.
Yeah, they found a way, as they say. It's a cliche, but it's true. Calls of the game presented by Culver's, our Case IH Red Zone Recap, brought to you by Case IH and local Case IH dealers. Learn more at KSIH.com/Badgers. Wisconsin 15, Nebraska 14. That's your final. More to come as our Ford postgame coverage continues. This is Badger football from Learfield. Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com. At Evans Transportation, the Badgers' offense is our inspiration. While the red and white are grinding out yards and punishing defenses, Evans keeps our customers moving forward by finding solutions for their supply chain needs. If you're a Wisconsin company looking for a money-saving end-to-end transportation management partner, contact Evans today at evanstrans.com. Go Badgers from Evans in Delafield, and keep moving forward.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Ford postgame coverage continues. Wisconsin 15, Nebraska 14. A fourth quarter rally for Jim Leonard's Badgers. And moments ago, the head coach and Patrick Herb had this conversation just outside the locker room.
Coach, this team's getting good at dealing with adversity. It was an emotional week. And looking at that locker room right now, this game wasn't just another game, was it?
We're getting better. We're getting better at it. Unfortunately, we're having too much, but just proud of them, man. This was an emotional week and an emotional day, you know. And this one's for Devin, man. This one's for the program. We needed this in a big way, and just proud of these guys.
Trailing 14-3 going into the fourth quarter, I feel like Wisconsin's been in scenarios where they've had to make the play, and today they came up with, you guys just came up with them offensively, didn't you?
We finally got it done. You know, we were moving the ball and finding a way to shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, miss a field goal, you know, get stalled out at times, and we just needed to finish. You know, we were putting up plenty of yards, running the ball, and we needed to make a couple plays to finish drives, and we were able to get it done at the end.
Just to stay on that running game, Braylon Allen, Warrior today, played through injuries. How great, though, to have Ches Malusi back?
It's huge, you know, having those three. Braylon, we know where he's at this year. He's battling every week. Ches gives us a spark because he runs hard, he's fresh, and then IG comes up with some big runs late, and just proud of him. We need all three of them. You know, that's, if you want to run the football, you need to have three just like that, and they got it done today.
Runs and catches. That catch Garendo made down the sidelines was biggest play of the game in some ways.
Huge. I mean, big moment. Somebody's got to make a play, and just proud of him, man. He's battling all year, and he's a guy who could be frustrated at times just with his role because of his talent level, and makes a huge play when we needed it the most.
Graham's numbers may not be eye-popping, 8-for-18, 83 yards, but he made plays when needed to, including that touchdown, didn't he?
Yeah, it was hard, again, to throw the football. I mean, weather a huge factor in that game, and you just needed to find a way to get it done anyway. You know, they did a good job, but, I mean, a lot of theirs was breaking the pocket, breaking contain, and, you know, made one bad mistake early, but battled back, just a resilient group.
Really tough call on the Herbig ejection targeting call, but guys kind of stepped up in his place, didn't they? Daryl Peterson, Caden Johnson made big plays in the second half.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it doesn't matter what my feelings are on the call. They don't really ask me. Didn't like it, but we rallied. We found a way. You know, obviously it had huge effect on that drive. Just glad our offense was able to pick us up and keep us in it, and our defense battled. Got a couple stops, get the ball back to them, and great finish.
Keanu Benton's another guy that I thought defensively made some flashes today and deserves a little praise. He's been doing it all year, but today in particular, he seemed like he was really important.
It seemed like he made big stops. You know, he made some big stops in critical moments for us, and he's been such a rock this year. He's finishing so much better. You know, he's making those plays himself and getting his name called, and just proud of him, man. He's putting a lot of work and great leader for this team, and he's getting a lot of praise and well-deserved.
Today's win makes this team bowl eligible. What does bowl eligibility mean for you and for this team?
It's a huge accomplishment. You can never look past that. We've been spoiled because we've been to so many in a row, but it's a huge accomplishment, especially with everything we've been through this year. Just to see the guys battling and continuing to find ways to win games, and we needed to win through some adversity on game day, and we got it done.
I know you want to savor this one for a little while, but next week's another big game with Minnesota coming to town for the Axe. Probably won't have much trouble getting these guys up for that one, will you?
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, they're playing well, and it's a big game. It always is. That one means a ton to a lot of people, and we got to find a way to come out hot.
Coach, congrats. Well earned today.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, thank you very much. This is a special one here in a season that's been, you know, obviously not what people anticipated, Mike. This is one of those fourth quarter rallies that I would think this program, everybody involved in it, and hopefully a lot of fans will remember for a long time.
To be honest, I wasn't sure they had what they needed to pull out this game based on what we had seen, the number of mistakes they were making, both physical and mental mistakes. Mm-hmm. Now you're a little bit concerned. You're saying emotionally, are they going to be able to get it done when they need to? Can they make plays? How many times have we talked finish? You got to be able to finish. Jim Leonard has talked about it constantly since he took over as the interim coach. Heck, he talked about it when he was the defensive coordinator, finishing things, whether it be on offense or defense. Well, in this fourth quarter, they did. They came up with plays. They made plays more so than anything else. And that I think, bodes well for the future.
Yeah, huge one here today for the Badgers. They get their sixth win of the season, so they will be bowl eligible for the 21st consecutive season. 15-14, Wisconsin beats Nebraska. More of our Ford postgame shows coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hey, neighbor. Nice mower.
Hey, Sean Cleary. Yep, we really love it. But it takes up so much space in the garage.
I think I can help with that.
Cool. Bill's home with his giant work truck that takes up the entire driveway.
You know I can help with that. We are here for every stage of your life. Head to clearybuilding.com today.
Sean?
I can help with that.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let it slip, it comfort check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanStem. A message from the Ad Council.
To 14, Wisconsin defeats Nebraska here today. 318 yards of offense for Wisconsin, just 171 for the Cornhuskers. Trey Palmer had two touchdown catches, but just four receptions on the day. Again, the conditions were brutal with the high winds. Neither quarterback putting up anything remotely resembling prolific numbers. Casey Thompson, 12 of 20 for 106. Graham Mertz, 8 of 18 for 83. But again, the Wisconsin defense kept the game alive and gave that offense a chance.
And the one thing we've seen in this series of recent vintage is that Wisconsin can run the ball and can stop the run. Mm-hmm. And that has been the difference against Nebraska here for X number of years. The Badgers rushing for over 200 yards again today. And just the return of Ches Malusi, as Jim Leonard referenced it, it makes such a difference. So you have a three-pronged tailback attack, not just one. Like last year, it was Braylon Allen who ran for 225, I believe, against Nebraska. Today, Allen did what he could, playing hurt. But you got Ches Malusi involved again, and you see the difference that Malusi makes on the field, especially once he got into a rhythm. I thought in the second half, that was the Malusi we had seen previously. We saw him last year before the injury. He made a tough, hard-nosed run down on the goal line in the red zone that set up the quarterback sneak for Mertz. I mean, he just bounced it outside, a perfect read. He does enough good things to help you. And the other tailback, Garendo, made the catch to put him in that position to score the winning touchdown. So Everybody contributed in one fashion or another.
Yeah, it's spectacular 27-yard reception from Garendo. They had to ride Malusi, 21 carries for 98 yards here today. Wisconsin a winner in Lincoln, 15-14 for Patrick Herb. For Mike Lucas, our statistician Mike Heller, engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Again, your final, Wisconsin 15, Nebraska 14. Stick around. More to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and UW Athletics Hall of Famer Travis Beckham as the Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
The Badgers know a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. So does Case IH. We're committed to developing the most powerful, productive, and reliable equipment. From tillage, planting, and harvesting to hay and forage, Case IH equipment meets every challenge in the field and wins. Check out a leading lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Postgame show continues. Tim Scott in the Hall of Famer Travis Beckham in a much better mood this week following Badger football. And Travis, Badger Nation can rest easy today. You know why? You know why? The Freedom Trophy is coming back. The Freedom Trophy is staying with Wisconsin another year. I kid. We're all in a happy mood today. My goodness, my friend. Second half, gutsy performance. Plenty of drama. It's never been easy for this crew. They got it done today. You, as a former Badger player, you got to be proud of this group today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first half was, I think you go into halftime not very pleased with the performance thus far. I even talked to Spence about it. I knew that there was going to be some adjustments made. We made the proper adjustments. Wasn't the prettiest towards the end of the game, but ended up scoring a touchdown to put us up, and we came out victorious. I'll take it.
Well, I'll take it, too. It's just, if this game was weird, it was weird in a fun way because you won the football game today. There were so many twists and turns, and this is why you've got to stick with it to the end. It was hilarious today. Watching the talk and text line at 414-799-1973, where their minds were, they were being lost at the end of the first half. We're going to read some of these in just a bit. It was hilarious. And now these same people who were texting us saying, do this, do that, bench that guy, they're pretty quiet right now. They're pretty quiet. One thing I want to point out, too, is that, and I'm stating the obvious, Jim Leonard is now 4-2 as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. And we kind of said, please get this done. Get this done. After today, is there any doubt? And I'm gonna defer to you on this because, you know, you've got years and blood and sweat and tears, everything involved in this program. Jim Leonard should be the head football coach of this program going forward, in my opinion. How about you?
I think so. I think the players respond to him really well. I think that this team has been more dynamic. Again, I'm still a huge believer and a huge Coach Chris fan till the day I die. But these guys seem like they're happy with Coach Chris. They're happy with Jim Leonard. These guys have more enthusiasm. These guys seem like they're all in. I mean, you could just watch these Jimmy Cooks videos. I mean, the guys are engaged, and I think that's what this team needs, is to be engaged as their head coach. They need him to lead this football team, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he certainly is. So lots of things for us to talk about. Mike Heller is inside the locker room. We'll hear from him. We would love to hear from you today, too, Badger Nation. A couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can hit us up. You can text us today. Please don't do that while you're driving. Be safe out there. Text line is 414-799-1973. Also, we would love to hear from you. We would love to talk about this game with you at 866-892-8259. Let's do this. The Badgers are now bowl eligible. They win today by a score of 15-14. Yes, 15-14. We'll come back. We'll break it down. As a matter of fact, Jim Leonard is meeting with the media. Travelers take our first break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Coach Leonard as he meets the assembled media in Lincoln, Nebraska. Good win today for this Wisconsin program. It took a little bit of everything, and they got it done. The Badgers winning today over Nebraska 15-14. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Team Chevrolet continues to dominate the ground game with their phenomenal lineup of exceptional SUVs, including a range of fuel-efficient choices, so there's no need to limit how far you can go, like the versatile and spacious Equinox, or the capable and refined Traverse. There's the beautifully designed Blazer and adventure-seeking Trailblazer. So whatever route you take, there's a Chevy SUV for you. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com today.
Hey, welcome back. The Ford postgame show continues. Tim Scott and Travis Beckham here with you for a while today, celebrating a big Badger win in Lincoln. The Badgers bowl eligible, winning today in dramatic fashion. Late, we'll talk about it in depth in just a bit. Badgers win today 15-14. In the meantime, we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Badger football.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's take a look at some final stats now presented by Good Foods. The Badgers today put 318 yards together, 235 yards on the ground on some 52 attempts. That felt like back in the day with you blocking at tight end, huh, big fella?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, Badgers today... through the air, and through the air today was a struggle. I told you in that fourth quarter when Nebraska got the ball and after they lost the lead, you know, unless something really weird happened, I just felt, and again, I'm not there in Lincoln, but everything that Patrick said from the field and watching these quarterbacks struggle with that tremendous crosswind today, that it was pretty safe. Plus, the way the Badger defense was playing throughout the day, I felt pretty good once the Badgers took the lead today. But through the air, the Badgers threw for 83 yards. I think, was it Mertz had like 12 yards? Something like that in the first half. It was incredibly low. Nebraska today threw for 106 through the air. All right, I'm getting a sign. We're ready. Let's go to Lincoln now. We're just wrapped up a few minutes ago. Interim, I have to be correct, interim head coach Jimmy Leonard met the assembled media.
Start with some opening comments from Coach, then we can take questions.
I'm just so proud of our guys right now. It was such a rough week early on, and the game mirrored that. You know, it was ugly for a long time, and guys just continued to battle and find ways to make plays, and we really needed to win a game where we didn't play well for 60 minutes. We needed to win a game going through some adversity, and to see our offense and defense respond late in the game, continue to chip away and then find a way to make plays, huge plays down the stretch to get a win. Just very, very proud of everything we've been through and the resiliency that we showed today.
Jeff, Jim, there are a lot of different ways to win. You can blow a team out. You can go up early and hold on to a lead. Did you take a little more pride in a victory like this, the way you had to work for it before the
quarter? I prefer easy, but no, that's not always the case. And, you know, anytime you win, you know, and you have to battle for four quarters and make plays, come from behind, it just